Good afternoon, children. I have a question for you today. Do you know who God is? Now, I'm sure there's many of you out there who have heard about God and you know about him, but there might be some of you who don't know about God, and that's why we want to do this lesson, so that way you can learn. Now, God is so big and so amazing, and there's so much to learn about him that you can't do it all at one time. So we're just going to work our way through small lessons so that way you can understand, and as you get older and you grow up, you'll understand more and more. So let's begin. We can learn about God from the Bible, which is a book of God's words to us. Now, what that means is there's a book out there called the Bible, and in that book are all God's words to us. And he gave us that book to help us know about him and how we can live for him. So as we go through our lessons, we're going to share God's words from the Bible. I'm going to read from the Bible to you so you can hear his words and you can learn for yourself. Before we do some of that, I want you to know that God has many names, and you're going to see that throughout the lessons. We mainly call him God while we're talking to you, but there are many other names that he uses. Some of those names are Lord. Another name is I Am. Another one is Jehovah. He's also called Father. Another name is Creator, and another one is Almighty. Now, there's many, many more names, but remember this, children, there's only one God, okay? He's one God, but he has lots and lots of names. Now, let's learn a little bit more about God. God is the creator of all things, which means he made everything, like the earth, the stars, the trees, the birds, the animals, the air, the water, and every living thing. And I'm sure you can think of many, many more things that God has made. These are just some examples. You know what else that means? That means God created you too. That's pretty amazing. You're a miracle that God created. Now let's learn a little bit more about God. God is the Alpha and the Omega. Can you say that? Alpha and Omega. What that means is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. That means nobody created God. He always was and always will be. Now, I want to read to you from the Bible. Remember, we learned that's God's word to us. There's a book called Revelation, and I'm going to read from that. It says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Now, remember, God is also called Lord and Almighty. We just heard that, didn't we? Another thing about God is he's a spirit, which you can't see. He's not physical like you or your family or us. You can look at your mom and your dad or your brothers and sisters and see them, right? But that's not the same with God. And now we're going to learn a little bit more about that. Through God's word, the Bible, we're going to read from the book of Jeremiah. And it says, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Remember, another name for God is Lord. So what that means is God is everywhere and he can see all things, even if they're hidden, because he's everywhere. Now, you can only see what's in front of you, right? You can't see what's on the other side of a wall. You just see what's in front of you. But God, because he's everywhere and he is God, he sees everything. And in the Bible, it says this, in the book of Proverbs, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." Evil is kind of like bad. So God can see everything good and evil. So remember this, no matter what you try to hide from God, He's going to see it. Now we're going to learn something here about how God shows Himself. He shows Himself to us in three ways. The Father, the Son, who is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Now remember, we taught you there's one God, but He shows Himself in three ways. And we'll teach you more about these things as we go along in the lessons, but you just remember that part. And as you learn and grow, you'll understand that more. So let's give thanks to the God who made us and allows us to know He is who He is. Isn't that wonderful? Now, I have some questions for you. Are you ready? Okay. What are some other names for God? Do you remember them? I'll give you some answers. Remember, we learned other names for Him are Lord, I Am, or Jehovah. He's also called Father, and He's called Creator and Almighty. And remember, there's lots more, but those are just some of them. I'm sure you remembered some of them, didn't you? Okay, are you ready for another question? What sort of things did God create? Now, that list could be really, really long. So here's an idea for you. When we're all done here, you could get a pen and a paper or have somebody help you write and think of all the things on the earth and in nature, in the sea and in the air that God created. That would be a good exercise, wouldn't it? Okay, we'll do another question. What do you call the book of God's word to us? Do you remember what that was? It's called the Bible. And good for you, for those who remembered it. And if you didn't remember it, that's okay. You can learn it again. All right. Are you ready for this one? Can you hide anything from God? I'm sure many of you said no. Why? Because God is everywhere and He sees all things. He sees the evil and the good. Remember that? Okay. We got three more questions if you're ready. Are you paying attention? How many gods are there? Now, some of you probably said one, and maybe some of you said three, because you might have been a little confused. Remember, we learned there's one God. He has many names, but there's just one God. But He can show Himself in three ways. One God who shows Himself in three ways. The Father, the Son, who is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And remember, you'll understand that more as we go along, okay? All right, two more questions. Pay attention here. The next one is, who created God? And the answer is, nobody. And do you know why? Because He is the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the ending. Nobody created God. I have one last question for you. Are you ready for this one? Who created you? And I'm sure most of you said God, and you are a precious miracle that God created. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I hope you learned and understood what we taught you about who is God, and we'll have more teachings to come. I hope you have a joyous day, children, and may God be praised.